I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello. Well, this is something a little bit different. Firstly, I'm Stu. I'm the kind of best one out of Chris and Stu. Chris can't be bothered to be here today. He's probably snowboarding or... Well, no, the reality is he's currently spending a little bit of time trying to kind of have some last moments with his foreskin before his upcoming circumcision. So it's not for me to come between a friend and their foreskin. So it's just a little bit of final bit of bonding before off it goes. So anyway, this episode today, this is a Patreon episode. And we put these out every Wednesday. But what we're doing this week is every day we're releasing what we think is a really fun episode that we've put out on Patreon, and we're putting it out for you lot for free. So essentially you get to experience what Patreons get every week. And then hopefully the plan is when we sat down around a big table and chairs, top floor of a really posh central London office, like looking out over the Thames, me and Chris were in suits, our hair slicked back, having one of our very intense marketing meetings. At one point, I threw a glass of whiskey at him. It got really fucking heavy. But that's what happens when your co-host still thinks it's funny to photograph, to photocopy his testicles and distribute those images. So what we're hoping is, from that marketing meeting, is that if we give you 5 episodes for free and give you a real insight as to what you get each week on Patreon, then ideally you'll come over and become a patron and join the family. And I say join the family, and that sounds really sinister, but there is a lovely community over there, and you know, you can be as involved in that as you want, or you can just enjoy the episodes. And what you also get on Patreon, let's break that down. So on Patreon, you get another episode every Wednesday. You also get to watch all the episodes. We put all the videos of every episode we do up on the Patreon page, and it's like a Facebook page, really. So we post pictures on their videos, episodes, and then there's comments below, and then all of the Patreons comment and chat. And this has then since created WhatsApp groups, and they all go out and they go to comedy nights together and all sorts of stuff. It's a really lovely little family over there. But not all Patreons are involved in that. Some just go for the content. And so yeah, I guess that's all I wanted to say, really. But you can find out about Patreon. It'll be in the show notes, but it's Patreon, patreon.com/hardcore listing. So go over there. There's a video over there of me, Pip, Gal Porter, talking about what you get if you sign up. And it doesn't cost a lot of money, and you can stop it at any given point. But you'd be really helping support the podcast and help us kind of, you know, pay for all the bits and pieces that we have to do to give you 2 episodes every week. Anyway, enough waffle from me. Let's really lower the tone now with some piss poor waffle and drivel. Please enjoy your free Hardcore Listing Patreon episode.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello and welcome to Hardcore Listing Patreon live hangout, wang out, special kind of, whatever you call it, Zoom chat.
Joining me as ever, Christopher. Do you know what? The minute I actually went to introduce you, a glum look has come over your face. What's wrong?
No, nothing, mate. I was listening. That's what I do when I listen. I concentrate, people always say, if I'm concentrating, I look miserable. That's how you know I'm never really paying much attention. Because I've always got some like weird smile on my face. No, what I'm fine. I'm fucking great. Podcast.
Good, good. Well, look, it's our little hangout. It's great to see so many of the lovely Patreons here today. We have decided today, and do you know what? Did you make a note of who suggested this one?
No, I just saw that you'd said it. And thought
I think
it was
Michelle
your idea.
Did. Michelle, was it you? It was.
Oh, yeah,
it was.
Sweet.
Yeah. Okay, right. So this is a fucking great one
I think you're going to smash this because I struggled.
Well, you went to a posh school, didn't you?
We didn't do anything bad other than soggy biscuit.
Yeah.
That was it. That's it. Other than that, there was nothing. I think I've got a bad sort of memory for these sort of things. I just don't tend to retain it. Normally, probably because I was the one bullshitting left, right, and centre. Yeah. So we'll see. We'll soon see. But we've got listeners. We've got wonderful patrons with us. So I'm going to throw it out to those guys for some of mine as well. I'll give you my weak ass ones.
Right.
And then
this
we'll
smacks
it out.
Of I've not done any prep.
I've got it all here. Look, I'll show you. Oh, look, can you see my phone?
Oh, yeah. No,
great. It's all there. It's all there.
Right. Well, you can start then, mate.
A lot of them involve blowjobs. I don't know why. Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
Oh, by the way, I'm putting my old glasses back on after the fact you ripped the piss out of my new ones.
Oh, fucking hell, that was so enjoyable. So have we released that one with Amy yet? We haven't.
Yeah, you released the wrong one first, you helmet.
Anyway, what are we talking about? We're talking about what this top five, right? What?
Scott, we should actually say what the top five is. It's top five urban myths you heard at school.
Yeah, that you heard at school.
Michelle, that's fucking great. That's
it is
a good
one. It's a good one, Michelle. So when I start drowning, you can help me out here. Right. So here's a simple one that actually turned out to be true. So I had to exclude it. You know the Nerds sweets?
Mm-hmm.
They had glass in. And I was like, what? So I looked it up today because I was going to do it. Turns out in America, they had to retract them because one of them did have glass in. So they had to retract it for a bit. But that must have somehow, even without Google, can you imagine before pre-Google, PG, that still got to the UK, that there was glass found in a pack of Nerds. And yeah, so I can't use that one. So I'm going to just throw out all the food ones, because surely these aren't great. Have you got lots of food?
Stop a sec, mate. You've kicked off, right, by saying you've got a load, but they're all about blowjobs. Then you've just done one that isn't an urban myth. And then you said, right, I'm just going to throw out a load about food now.
Yeah,
what's your number five, for God's sake, man? You know the format. None of mine are about food.
Do you just want a blowjob one? Is that you're just keen on a blowjob one?
I've got some that are in that kind of ballpark. I've got one about food that I could just throw in, but that's one that everybody has at school.
If you swallow chewing gum, it'll stick to your heart.
That one. When I wrap around your heart, I heard.
Oh, fuck. Just the technicality, stick or wrap round, it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's still on your heart, not doing you any favours.
Yeah.
But I've got a few like that as well. So I thought they're not big ones, are they, that? So I thought I'd sprinkle in a few more. So did you have the one where if you ate an apple and you swallowed the seeds?
Yeah.
That one wigged me right out, that did. The thought that the branches had, you know, come up through you. Not a nice feeling. But this is one that Molly said. She said, what about this? This is how you know she's come from a more weird generation. If you lick a stamp and you get a paper cut on your lip, what happens?
Don't know.
Maggots growing your lip. Scott's nodding. Scott's heard it before. So, yeah, I'd never heard that one before, either. So there's a few little smatterings.
If you're going to get a paper cut, it'd be good to get a paper cut of something that's covered in glue, because surely it would almost sort of heal itself.
Automatically heal.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, clever. Yeah, good thinking, mate.
What's your number five, man?
Oh, no, I was going to just throw them all in as my number five, like just brilliant. As a batch.
Sorry, guys, you pay for this. Right, okay.
The thing is, Stu, right, you're great at this part of the podcast is when you're going to go into some really deep recollection of something that you, like someone, something, some kid did around the back of a bike shed. And my brain does
fucking
not...
That ain't far off the money.
My brain does not work on recording evidence like that. It just doesn't. Mm. So, come on in, what's your number five then?
Someone I went to school with called Natalie, who was quite well-to-do. Mm-hmm. Rumour had it that she put a load of dog food around her fanny and the dog ate it.
What brand dog food?
Obviously, she was called Chum for the whole of school. That's clearly not true, right? She was really lovely. She was really nice. But someone decided that in like sort of first year senior to just throw that out there.
Yeah.
And she's probably still sitting on couches in a psychiatrist going through that now. She's
probably sitting on couches, smearing her minging.
Getting eaten out by dogs.
Thank you, Si. Thanks, Miss Lovell Heaps, for toning it down, really. That's what we were all thinking. I mean, like, how many times you get caught something before you just think, if you can't beat them, join them? Would you
stick it on a CV, mate? Like,
well, that's even the best thing about it. What goes on behind closed doors?
Well, it didn't go on. This is a thing. It's a myth. But, like, to this day, when I catch up with a couple of my old schoolmates, and we have a little beer, and it's obviously a big old nostalgia trip, and we'll often reference things from school. Mm. But you can't mention her without referencing the fact that it was a Jack Russell as well, by the way. That a Jack Russell had a go on it, and it's like,
yeah, but they do like rats, dude.
They do. Oh, mate.
Yeah,
that really
but
makes
it's,
me happy.
It's not true. And it's obviously like harrowing for that young girl to have to go through school being accused.
It is. No, listen, there's the funny side of this. And then there's the, that's not fair.
No, it's not. It's well funny.
It's just you saying have a go on it. That terminology just will always forever tickle me.
Yeah.
So rude.
Yeah, Jess, you can deal with this when you actually come around and do your other top five you wanted to do.
Yeah.
You can address every fucking thing we've said over the last five years.
I said
years.
Something, what other sexist thing did I say? I said something quite sexist the other day and enjoyed it. Can't remember. So if women touch you through developmental stages, it makes you dumber. I'm sorry, Jess. Yeah, that's quite a great story. It actually has reminded me, Stu, of an urban myth I did start myself. And this is absolutely great. So my good friend Mark.
Look at him clutching for a name as he tries to think of someone to pretend it was about.
No, maybe it was a guy named Mark, but I'm going to cover his identity because I'm going to say it's Mark with a K. All right, so I've covered his identity there. And I remember being on the college school bus and a couple of girls were like, Chris Marks had sex with a girl that we knew. And I went, yeah. And they were like, oh, we didn't know that. And then I just casually, complete bullshit, as far as I was concerned, I wasn't trying to start anything, right? I just said something that was typical Chris Glasson. It was just off the wall. And I went, yeah, no, they had anal sex. And he pulled his willy out and there was a bit of sweet corn stuck in his willy nostril. And all the girls said, oh, Chris, that's gross. And I went, I thought, like, mission accomplished. Like, I've said something gross, beginning and end of interaction. About 5 years later, we was in a club and Mark was talking to some people who were mates of that girl. And they were like, no, well, we heard obviously what happened with you and Nicola. And Mark was like, you what? And it was like me saying it, like, obviously, as I'm concerned, it was clearly a joke. And to those girls, it stayed as the gospel. And then Mark was like, what's going on here? And I was like, I was there. I was like, I know what this is about. And they told him. And he was like, what? And I was like, He's like, where the fuck did that come from? I was like, that was me on the bus. And he's like, so they think that I did that, like, all this time. I was like, yeah, unfortunately, mate, it seems like that joke went down as a, yeah, so urban myth. So I feel really sorry for that young lady now. And there we go. Right, that was my number four. So are we on your number four? What's your number four, Stu?
So we had a teacher at our school who was very old when I started, and he used to teach technical drawing. And he was very old, and he would, I won't say his name because it's quite weird. But the story goes that he was like, he was really old, and he was never sort of paying attention to what was going on in the class. And there was a girl in my class called Jackie. Oh God, I just said her name.
I don't think anyone's going to go looking her up, Stuart.
No. But rumour had it that Jackie wanked off this lad called Mark in the classroom, but for some reason she put a Johnny on it first. And so she wanked him off in technical drawing into a Johnny, and then took the Johnny off of his dinkle, and then put the Johnny in the teacher's pocket. I don't know if that's definitely an urban myth, because she was quite wild and he was away with the fairies.
Respect
and,
if she did.
Yeah.
It's
good effort though, isn't it? That's, and I mean, brilliant. If you're going to do something as daring as that, getting, you know, yanked off in a class, the fact that it's like, well, hang on, let's keep this safe.
Yeah, exactly. You think that's crazy. Like,
yeah.
Let me pop it in the teacher's pocket.
Yeah,
well.
I mean,
well, at least that teacher knows the kids are practicing safe sex, though, so he's probably quite relieved, I think.
Yeah, that's, I don't think he was the relieved one. Yeah, but yeah.
Do you reckon anything like that? So that's one of mine. My first blowjob one. I throw that in as number three. Is you know, do you reckon any of that? I reckon it must have happened at school.
What
wouldn't have happened? People touching each other under the tables and that. I played footsie with a girl once, and I thought I was like, in like a porno, basically. It was the most exciting thing of my life. I couldn't believe my luck. I was like,
did she know what was going on?
No. And she had a wooden leg, so I had no idea. No, I thought that was the best time of my life. I thought, you know, what a time to be alive. But yeah. Hand job under the table. It must have happened. It must have happened.
Yeah.
So respect to both parties.
There must have been stuff going on, like, you know, when you was playing racquetball or whatever you were doing at your school. Like, you know, what?
Squash.
Oh, yeah, squash. I bet you had a squash court at your school, didn't you?
No, we didn't. It was big school. There was a lot of sports halls, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. No, there wasn't. We had a swimming pool, but we didn't have
one. Yeah, there you go.
That's pretty posh, isn't it, for Essex?
Yeah. We had that... that little lake that the girl that was told her to have an arranged marriage would throw herself in every lunchtime.
Oh, God, that is such a crazy story. Oh,
that really, really made lunchtimes that much more interesting. Just watching
wild,
literally about 20 teachers chasing this poor girl around the field until she just broke free and just went, wee, bang, straight in the lake again. It was like, fucking get in.
That's incredible. Mm. So there was a rumour. This was a mate of mine. I never asked him. But my other mate was like, yeah, Kissy. That's his surname is Kissy.
Is that what I call him? Kissy? Oh, right.
No. It's the start of his surname. It's his nickname's Kissy. And that he had given one of my other mates a blowjob under the table. And I never asked. I never went, Kissy, did you suck off shoes? Like, I've never had the cut.
Whoa, let's just clarify something.
No, not you. And supposedly, the way my mate told me it is he came up, but his head came up from under the table, and then he's like, do my teeth look whiter? And that is just such an urban myth, isn't it? Like, that's just like so, such an urban bullshit. But I can confirm that I went to junior school with Kissy, lovely human being, scientist now, proper smart scientist as well. But did you ever have like urinals in the classroom of like infants? So like you basically the urinal was literally like You didn't have to go into like two. You sort of ran around a corner, but it
Mate, we'll talk about this after the podcast. I think something's happened there, mate.
No. It's all fine. Nothing weird ever happened.
Over here, little fella. That's it. Pop your trousers and pants off. It's time to do a wee-wee. Like, no. Mate, that ain't right, man. Why are you fucking pissing in a classroom?
It was fine. It was all innocent. We're all, like, really young. Oh, that makes it
better then, yeah.
Or something. No one's got any interest in each other's private parts. The girls had their own toilet, obviously.
I'm but not boy, talking about your mates in your dinkle. What kind of teachers going and like...
Oh, yeah. Didn't think of it like that. Yeah. Anyway, no, I used to, like, the funny thing about Kissy was when you used to watch Kissy go there, like, we'd all, like, we'd got the knack of, you know, obviously just, like, pulling out your dinkle over the top of your trousers or through your flyers. But Kissy, bless him, would pull his trousers and pants down around his ankles and he'd just be standing there, his little bum. Just hanging out while he's having a winkle. Oh, God bless that man. But yeah, so Kissy sucked off one of my other mates in class. Absolute bullshit. I guess it was all bullshit because I never even bothered asking. But yeah, there you go. That's my number three. Shall we? Is it your number three? And then shall we throw it out to some people? Because we're whizzing through this bullshit.
Well, let's throw it out to someone.
Okay.
Who's
got an urban myth? Noel.
Let's do it.
From over the seas, are they all as tragic as ours?
Well, this is from when I was in university at Arizona State University, which is near Phoenix, Arizona. And it was always I'm assuming you guys are familiar with like fraternities and sororities here in the US, what they're kind of like, I don't know how to describe them. They're basically like private clubs in a way. Yeah. You pay a lot of money to live with people that are all catty and backstabby.
Do you pay a lot of money to go to be in them then, or do you just have to end up there?
You have to, they do what's called rush. They have like a rush week where you basically try to prove to get a spot in. And then once you get in, you do have dues you have to pay on a yearly basis. And depending on which one you get into, some can be more expensive than others. And then usually they have a house that you hopefully can live in. So you're living with your brothers or sisters or whatever. But I don't know, Greek life is, there's also different levels. There's kind of like the Greek life that's really about the social aspect. They all kind of have like charities they try to support. But then there's also ones that really are more like academic sororities and fraternities that are to get into. But the ones that are segregated by this is a female sorority or this is a male fraternity are kind of the little more social where you can, you hear the bad stories about the hazing and all that stuff and somebody died because he was forced to drink X amount of alcohol to get in and all that stuff. So yeah, I'm not a fan myself.
I can genuinely see the, like as a young lad, stupid idiot, seeing some form of attraction and now as a grown up being like, ugh, just weird shit. Yeah.
And there's certain ones that are definitely known for being the ones where you come from a wealthy family. So those are the ones you're going to pledge to try and get into because you're like a legacy and all that kind of BS and all that stuff. So if you look in like wealthy men in our country, they probably belong to a fraternity that was one of the like higher status ones and all that stuff. So.
Gotcha. One of our PMs fucked a pig's head. So yeah, we got similar sort of.
So anyway, it was always this weird thing there that the fraternities had their houses like normal, but the sororities all lived in this one dorm. They each kind of had like a wing of a floor at this dorm because there's like multi-levels and kind of little branches that went up. So they each kind of had their own section. And I was always kind of like, that's weird. Why don't the sororities have houses? Because most other universities you go to, there'll be like fraternity row, sorority row where all their houses are. And I was always told, or the rumor at our school was always that because of some old law on the books from like the late 1800s, when it was like the Wild West, literally out there, the rule was that if a house had more than, I think it was three women living in it, it was considered a whorehouse. So that's why the sororities couldn't have houses. They had to live in these dorms. But of course, nobody ever verified if that was really true or if it was just more a matter of there just wasn't any houses for them. So they let them have this dorm. But that was always what I heard was why they weren't allowed to have houses.
Wow. Like Wow.
I'm like, which could be true. I mean,
yeah, exactly. You know. you don't know, do you? Just our history is a bit sound fucking
completely
mental.
Out of, you know.
No. No, that's yeah. Great.
I just always thought that was funny, considering the reputation of Greek life, because that's what yeah. Generally people that are at it's called Greek life. You know, I'm like, well, doesn't, you know.
Would you see Stuart in a academic one? Or a sporty one, or a social one. Where would you see Stuart going, Noelle?
Probably more a social one.
Well, correct answer.
Yeah. That's,
you'd be the geezer. I know, right? I'd just kind of have a nice circle of friends, you know. We'd have a couple of beers, and I'd be like, oh, hang on, mate, I've just got to pop round Chrissy's frat house. And like, and I'd walk there, and there'd be you. Probably you'd be about 35. The rest of them would be about 18. And they're all literally shouting chug, chug, chug while you're hanging out the back of a fucking pig's head or something like that. 100%.
That sounds awesome, man. go on then, Stu.
You're doing a night out for me.
Right, so there was a rumour going around my cub pack, right? No, we're not going there, right? Mm-hmm. But there was a rumor going around that cub pack that
the scouting leader used to play hide the disappearing purple carrot. Was that what?
That's
that
correct. Yeah.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Sorry to bring back that memory.
Sorry, mate. Focus a bit. Yeah, so there was this rumour that where our cub pack was, like our HQ, over this park, that there was tunnels going underneath that park. But these tunnels, like where we live, there's loads of Dane holes, which are these huge holes that are now fenced off. So you know Dane Holes Woods, Chris, and Dane Holes Petrol Station by the Oak, that big roundabout by the swimming pool. Like you drive around it every fucking time you come to my house. But in that kind of forest there, there's three Dane holes that are just these massive fucking holes that you used to just throw stolen bikes down in the 80s. But there is tunnels from them that link. But there was this rumour that over the park that we used to hang out in, there was tunnels that went all the way to Tilbury from there. Nice. So being the fucking idiot that I am, I was like, right, I'm going to go and do some proper Goonies, like, Stand By Me shit here. So I just went over to the park and found the first drain cover I could find and literally pulled that up and then thought, right, let's go and have a look in these tunnels. But all I'd done was just went down a ladder and just got covered in fucking sewage because it was just dank, smelly water. And there weren't tunnels and it was pitch black and I got scared and just come back out the top of the thing. I just had this paranoid feeling that someone was going to put the lid on it and I was going to be stuck down there forever. But yeah.
That's like the reality of actual Goonies, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is Goonies in real life, yeah.
It was really, really underwhelming. It just smelt of piss. and yeah, and it was dark. There was no one-eyed Willy or anything like that. Yeah, that was it. The hidden tunnels of Grays, which on paper sounds so fucking exciting, yeah, but the reality of it was just rotten.
Yeah, your Goonies is proper shit. Your mum does look like stuff, though. Right, so let's have a look, see what my next...
Oh, have you heard of In Basildon? Because Big Papa J had a T-shirt made for our mate Paul, because he went, yeah, no, that's over at Adder Hill. And he went, what? And he went, oh, it's a hill in Basildon where there's loads of adders. And he went, yeah, it's called Adder Hill. And everyone was like, no, never heard of it. And he got really upset about it, that like he swore blind there was this place in Basildon called Adder Hill. And so Big Papa J had this really fucking cool T-shirt, like a film thing for this film called Adder Hill. It looked fucking great. But yeah, I love shit like that as well. Like, you know, oh yeah, yeah, no, yeah, you know that. Yeah, yeah, he fingered her down Dog Shit Alley. You know, like, everyone's got these like places that mean nothing to anyone else. But if you live in a certain postcode, you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, there's definitely a Dog Shit Alley in Basildon.
Sex house.
Sex house. we've had new people join us. Kev P, welcome, mate, welcome. Hope you're all well. Like your skylight there, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Did you I think we commented on your skylight last time as well, didn't we?
You leave my skylight out of this.
All right, sorry.
Yeah, fucking nosy Parker shoe. Oh,
that was me. The attitude off these Patreons now, Newbie's got his claws in them. Ferocious, man.
No, they're all standing up for themselves. have I got one that isn't like totally like just only about sex? At like junior school, there was these little dinosaur foam toys you could get, right? That came in eggs, and people said if you like, I don't know what it was. My parents, if it wasn't like they weren't that expensive, but they weren't that easy to find or buy. And the rumor was that if you put them in water, they would just grow massive. What's your next one?
I've just thought of another one, because like when you said dinosaur, I just remember the dinosaur eggs that you used to get, like they were them gobstoppers that had lasted a fortnight, like. But I've just remembered one that and it actually came out when I was a kid, that because I'm fucking old. But the cola bottles, do you remember the beer bottles?
They were pint glass one. Do you remember?
That's right.
Yeah, they were lovely.
Rumour had it, if you had 200 of them, you got hammered. it was like, we'd always kind of all just go up the shop with like 50p each and buy as many as we could and literally just sit there eating them till we felt sick, just going, you pissed yet? No, nor am I.
We once bought a cat at uni. Me and my mate once bought a cactus online.
You're so cool, weren't you?
And then got the skin off it and ate it. Because Paul had read somewhere that we'll start hallucinating. And we ate this whole cat. It wasn't small. And we ate this whole fucking thing. And
you so smoked banana skins, didn't you?
Yeah, I've done that. Nothing.
The best homemade DIY drugs I ever done, but I watched it. I did, when we ran out of booze once, we boiled up a pan of Curos aftershave and put tea towels over our head and was snorting that to see if we'd get anything off of that. But former guest Mr. Gels, my mate Rich, went up in Richie's loft when his parents were away and found his old school chemistry set, and they were literally just snorting like zinc and like anything they could burn. Like, they just basically just had headaches for like the whole fucking evening where they'd just been snoring anything.
They are so lucky they're not dead.
A chemistry set still a thing?
Don't know. Anyone? Yeah, just says they are. Yeah. I'd love a chemistry fucking set now. I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it. Back then, my parents got me one and I was like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, it wasn't like I wanted He-Man.
Well, next time you're down the shop buying your little toy figures, like buy yourself a chemistry set. They sell them in toy shops.
I can't really, there's not much of a comeback to that, correct. but that dinosaur thing, just the majesty of the idea that this little rubber toy dinosaur would grow massive if you put water on it, at the time, felt incredible. Even when I remembered it, it felt amazing. And then I wrote it on here as a note and I went, that's a shit story. Still my number two, though. I'm standing by it. What's your number two?
Forgot. Right, so mine's kind of...
Was that your stomach?
It was number two.
It was a number two, wasn't it? Are you okay, Grandad?
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Whatever it was, it weren't me, I don't think.
Okay, sure.
What are the voices in your head again, mate?
Sure.
So I'm going to throw one. It's not dinosaur related, but it does involve a giant ferocious animal. And I've spoke about Simon before, but the myths around his dad, like, were just phenomenal. The best one that I've told, I think I've mentioned before, that he said his dad was the UK scrumping champion. which is fucking magnificent, because you can't verify them sorts of lies, right? But the one that
not
was
when you was a kid either. Jesus Christ,
we used to go scrumping for, like, I don't know, we used to call them cherry plums, and they were like plums but like smaller, and like they were like yellowy, and like I don't know what the actual legit name for them is, but if anyone does know, go and shout it out. What were they called?
Bullis plums.
Them. There you go.
Scott, yeah, well done.
We used to just literally go scrumping for them and just smash a load until we had gut rot for like 3 days. But where was I fucking going with this? Anyway, yeah, his dad was the UK scrumping champion. But the two myths that were rife was the one that Simon's dad could throw a stone a mile, which is incredible. Like, and the thing is, we'd all just go like, and he reckoned he was the best at throwing stones in our school, and he could throw a stone, but he was just like, yeah, my dad's got this technique that, like, he won't let me tell you, like, how to do it, but he can throw a stone a mile. And I remember believing it. I remember thinking, fucking hell, his dad's world cold. Yeah. And like, I must have said to my mum and dad, like, yeah, Simon's dad, how far can you throw a stone, dad? Fucking 20 foot. And he was like, yeah, Simon Marshall's dad can throw it, like, you know, a mile. And like, at no point did my dad just go, you fucking idiot, of course he can't. But that wasn't the one. The one that blew my mind, because there was a point when I was probably about 11 that lots of men in the UK were moving to Saudi Arabia to work for these like long contracts. They'd go out there for like 6 months, and it was quite a thing then. And his dad went out there. And it was like big news in our school that, like, you know, Si's dad's like moved to another country. And I was like, what's it like out there? And he said, oh, mate, like he got so hammered. He didn't walk home from the pub. He rode a giant stag beetle home. And I remember just thinking, fucking hell, how mad's that? What a country. Like, you can ride giant, because stag beetles were like the scariest thing in the UK in the 80s. And like the fact that you go abroad, and like they're the size of a dog, and you can ride it home. I was like, fucking hell, I need to get Dad, you need to get out of there. You need to get me one of them stag beetles, mate.
Yeah, but your dad probably couldn't get a job out there because he couldn't throw a stone very far.
Exactly.
He needed to, you know, correct that, because he probably thought your dad was a bit of a letdown because he couldn't throw a stone that far.
Yeah.
Shall we throw it out? Shall we see if anyone else has got any urban myths before we go any further? Who's got one? Roll up. Kev T.
I've got a few kind of music related ones that you've
just used. One, Kev.
Well, they're all linked, they're all short, but when you were talking about homemade drugs, apparently there was a line in a Guns N' Roses song once. I wasn't into Guns N' Roses, but a mate told me there's a line in there about smoking tea. So the amount of times we would like open up a PG Tips and skin it up and try and smoke it, and it's fucking disgusting. It just like, you just end up with a mouthful of dry tea. Yeah, there you go. That's what Sky Level's got in it. And then the other ones were, there were always things about it. Like, do you remember in the old days when you had records, you had 45s and 33s, there were always rumours about playing them backwards or slowing them down. And I remember, I can't remember what the song was. There's a famous one about if you play a record backwards, it's the devil telling you things and stuff.
Judas
like
Priest, was it?
It was Judas true? Priest, yeah.
But the other one that I remember, because I was a big Tom Kiley fan, so I'm still into Neighbours now, as you all know, but it was that I Should Be So Lucky wasn't actually recorded by Kiley. The rumour was it was recorded by Rick Astley. And then, if you play I Should Be So Lucky on 33, it sounds just like Rick Astley. And so the rumour was, she hadn't ever recorded it. They just recorded an album version and sped it up to 45, and that was Kylie's voice.
That's
wonderful. Wonderful. I've discussed at length on the Acceptor in the 80s podcast, but I'll throw in this one as well, the myth of Mark Almond in the 80s, of the pint of jizz that was pumped from his stomach, that every time almond it gets milk. Mentioned, not milk, every time it gets mentioned, someone adds another pint to it. Do you hear about like that thing in the 80s in Mark Almond where he had like 16 pints of spunk light pumped from his, it literally, every time you hear that story, another pint gets thrown in it.
There's always different blokes. There's about by about 30 different blokes, wasn't it? How did they find that out?
I've no a pint of spaff is a lot, isn't it?
Well, not really.
one of the bullshits that my mate Will Brotherton always says I say it, which I never did, of all the shit I've said, he always goes, yeah, I remember when you told everyone you came a pint. And I'm like, I've never ever said that I could come a pint. But he's so, the frustrating thing about it is he believes that I said that. And that's the annoying bit, because I know that's one of the many bullshits I didn't say. And he's like, you definitely said that. When I'm like, oh, I really didn't. Yeah.
I had a mate, who, well, I won't say his name because he has been on the show, who reckoned, we was about 19 and he reckoned he'd never had a wank. And I was like, that's not true. And he was like, no, I ain't. And then he come in one day and he was like, you had a wank last night? Yeah. I spunked over the top of my head. Come on. Like, over the top. Yeah, oh, here I've, we go. Here I've we go.
Come, this is honest truth. I've come in my own eye. I've said that before. Like I've sat. I've
yeah, but you was trying to suck your own cock, dude. Four girls around the front room.
I was in the bath. Just came straight in my own eye, and it weren't like a straight line. It was a looper. I watched it go up, and then it hit me eye, and I was like, I've come in my own face. What's that
like? There are two types of men in this world. There are men who have tried to suck their own cocks, and there are liars.
Exactly. There's filthy, stinking liars, Kev. And if we could, we wouldn't leave the house. Nothing, just that would be it, you know. Oh, dear. Brilliant. My number one. Shall I do my number one? Or has anyone got any stories? Any other stories? Anyone want to throw one more in? Plenty of time. We're all dry.
I've got one.
Oh, yeah. Go on. Kev P.
Yeah, so this went from when I was at secondary school. And do you remember in French? I mean, people of a certain age might remember this, but do you remember the Tricolore books?
Tricolore, the best books of graffiti ever.
Right, so, Stu, stick
the
with that.
The bunk bed
that
photo thought. Was seminal.
Hold that thought, right? So our French teacher, she was one of those teachers that just because she was young-ish, everyone thought she was fit. Yeah. Even though she probably wasn't, right? But there was a picture in the Tricolore book. I can't remember what page it was, but it looked a bit like her, right? So there was this urban myth, I think it was created by, you know, sort of the year 11s or whatever, that basically, if you drew a cock and balls going into her mouth, right? Right? What would happen is when you gave the Tricolore book back at the end of the day, she would make a note, like she'd check them and make a note. And whoever drew the cock and balls, she'd give an after school detention. But then she'd come into the after school detention and suck you off.
That's so good.
So creative.
Where do you think I learned my talent from?
That's amazing.
So yeah,
oh,
that's it.
Fucking hell, mate, winner.
Yeah, that's just not like our number ones are not going to contend with that, mate. That is fucking brilliant. Yeah, that's so creative as well. So creative, isn't it? You know, like that's a lot of, she's got to go through a lot of work to suck a kid's dick there. But I guess you've got to keep it on the down low if you're into that sort of stuff, haven't you?
Just to be clear, it obviously wasn't, you know, it was a myth. It wasn't, you know, she wasn't actually doing that, but. That's what we got told.
Nothing will be better now than a woman 20 years older than you with a French accent just walking past you in the background, patting you on the shoulder and giving you a little kiss. That'd be lovely.
Never seen so many kids in detention.
Oh dear.
You know it wasn't true, Kev, because you actually tried it. You got let down.
No, I drew the line at defacing school property, so sadly I couldn't check it out. Yeah. My cock and ball skills didn't come till a lot later.
He doesn't draw the line at defacing anyone else's photos that are put on the WhatsApp group, believe me. You cannot have a photo on there without at least three or four people putting a cock and ball somewhere on it and resending it.
You're welcome.
Amazing.
Never gets boring though, does it?
No, it doesn't.
When
I worked in a pub for a while, at uni, like on a Sunday, like you'd have all the papers there and we'd just draw dicks all over them. There was just papers and papers of just us just drawing dicks over everything. It'll never get boring. And on your phone now, there's little mini cut and paste apps where you can, you know, like really simple Photoshop apps, literally that are just cut and paste. And one year when we went away, the first night that we got to our sort of apartment and we'd been traveling, so we ordered the pizza or something like that. And then there was like literally about eight of us all just doing pictures, taking pictures of our mates who are in that room and putting it into porn. And even to this day, sometimes like we'll share it. It's like a 10-year-old picture of my mate on a swing, like a sex swing. And he's just surrounded by guys all just like filling him up. And he's just like, his face is, he's going like that. Like I found on Facebook somewhere. And yeah, never gets old, never gets old. But that story, Kev, is an absolute corker. I guess, right. So my number one is a school story, a little kind of like that, weirdly, but just not as creative. And I remember in DT, this guy, Andrew Powell, I've given his name away now, like the toughest kid in the year. And so I guess no one was going to disbelieve what Andrew was saying, but he was literally like, there's a down near me in Romford, down one of the roads, there's a door where if you knock on the front door, and it's like a certain time of day as well when her old man's out. If you knock on the door, and it was around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, so if you left school early, you might get there. But if you knocked on her door and just popped your willy through the letterbox, she'd nosh you off. And he swore blind that was the thing. And a lot of us said, how do you know it's her and not her husband? Has she got a pet? Like he just went, no, it's definitely, you can tell by her lips that it's it just had to be bullshit, man. Obviously, I mean, I walked around Romford for weeks knocking on everyone's door.
Oh, glorious. Glorious.
What's your number one, Stu?
I've got some honourable mentions, right? And obviously there is the one that everybody hears that on your birthday, when you start secondary school, you get your head flushed down the toilet on your birthday. And I remember just thinking, I'm just not ready for this. Like, I don't know that ever happened to anybody. I hope not. But my number one, there was a girl in my year, when I think it was probably in the third year senior, that she was the first one that like was taller than the other girls and had like proper like 80s knockers and like was just like a woman at school. And it was just like, she could have hung around with the teachers and not looked out of place. It was just like, oh, I won't say her name. We're going to call her Claire for the purpose of this, right? Yeah. But like Claire was just like a grown woman. And it was like, she was like every boy was just like, like she's like proper lovely. And like, and obviously as you're a young lad and there's, you know, girls in your class developing and there's one that's got proper big knockers. It's like at 14 or 13, 14, it's like the biggest thing in school, isn't it?
It's very difficult not to be the most important thing in school, really.
Make sure you're keeping notes here, Jess, for when you come on the podcast. but she went out of a lad that was a year younger than me, who was one of the shortest guys in that year as well. So it was quite a mismatch. And I think we was like 13 or 14. So he was probably maybe 13, 14. And he didn't look like a very developed young man. And I certainly weren't walking around with a fucking big old wodge of pubes and a beard, I was like, I was smoother than Neil of a button mushroom at that age, mate. And like, and all I remember is like, rumour had it that he was having it off with her. she got her knockers out and went, give me a Bombay roll. he hadn't learned to ejaculate properly at that point, so he thought he should... so he just pissed all over her tits. And that was the rumour that, yeah, that Danny pissed all over Claire's tits because he couldn't spunk up. That was it. That was the 80s story, which I'm sure none of that happened.
That's, yeah, that was, that's like, wonderfully that, 80s, though, that as well.
That
isn't it?
Flew round school, that. Like, yeah. Bombay Rolls, shout out the 80s. When did they stop being called Bombay Rolls? 1990?
I don't, why are you asking me that or something?
Well, you're
else?
A 90s child, aren't you? Like, you know, you was...
I don't think I'm going to assume that Bombay Roll, if you type that in Pornhub, it wouldn't come up. I'm going to assume. I don't know. I've never typed it in.
It's such a good word, isn't it?
It is incredible. I don't quite get it. I've never really got it. No, I've never
thought about it. But I fucking love it.
Yeah, it's great.
Like, there was all of them things at school, like them formative years when, like, you try and, like, yeah, you seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre? Yeah, bits of it, yeah, yeah. Or what bits did you like? Ah, oh, just the really horrible bits. Like, all of that kind of stuff. And you'd always get the, yeah, if you, do you like a pearl necklace? Yeah. You like a pearl necklace. And I was like, what? I didn't even know what it meant. Stuff like that that used to get thrown at you in school was like, do or die in the playground, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's absolutely treacherous. Mm. I think in between us, when he's like going on about, he's talking to Neil, who obviously always got like mad. Like, Neil always got lucky because Neil was just a normal person, to be honest with you. Compared to everyone else, like, they'd make fun of Neil being a bit dim, but Neil was just a regular dude, and all the others were way too up in their own heads to ever sort of like interest girls. But Neil always got, you know, got with girls. But I remember Neil saying to Jay once, yeah, I heard you got to put your, you know, is it true you got to put your balls up there to really make it work? And Jay just going, yeah, can do. Like, total non-committed, obviously out of his depth, does not know anything about sex. Oh, yeah, can do.
Katie, can you verify that you've Googled Bombay Roll on Pornhub? Was there nothing?
No, sadly not. No. So if there's anything else you want me to research,
all later.
The one time we've actually kind of got someone to check and verify a statistic, it's Bombay Roll on Pornhub.
This is where the guesswork ends, guys. We've got to get the important stuff right.
It's in the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I mean, I just even said the word wolf back. My girlfriend's watching Bridgerton. And I said something quite crude because I knew it'd upset her. What did I say?
Oh, that's nice.
Has he thrown it up her yet? And she was like, you're disgusting. So I walked out and all I said muttered was the word wolf bagging. She was like, what? And I said, nothing. Do you want to repeat it? But yeah, all that stuff's on like urban dictionary. But yeah, I guess sex terms moved on, haven't they, since the 80s, which is a shame because pissed on her tits. that's what a great story, Stu. I love that.
I don't even know if it was tits. 80s would have been jugs, I think. Probably would have been. Like jugs, it no, like 70s was like knockers and Bristols. I think 80s was like jugs, bangers, and what was 90s?
Wagons,
shirt potatoes,
norks.
Norks, I love norks,
rubble Nils. Buggers,
top nuts,
bollocks,
waps. Just loads of great words, isn't it?
Really? Puppies!
Puppies. Of course, puppies. Want to see my puppies?
Thrupney's is good.
Thrupney's, yeah. Well, let's just get out some of our other favourite word for dick. Wand. When you introduced me to wand.
Yeah, wand.
Well, that was the best one. I've told the story to you, right, Chris?
Yeah.
When that fella just Dinkle's the best one. Dinkle's the best finger. 100%.
Downstairs finger's a winner for me.
Well, say that again, Zay. What finger? My boy,
downstairs finger. That's what my boy calls it when he's little.
Oh,
got a song as well.
Sing it for us, Si. Go on.
My downstairs finger is pointing at you. Remember it now?
I do now, mate.
That's going to be stuck in my head now.
It always is in ours. He might come in a minute.
Oh, brilliant. How old is he now, Si?
They were 17, they're twins, 17 last week.
Brilliant. Hopefully he doesn't come in seeing it, we'd be hanging out now.
I fucking hope you don't now, I'm completely ashamed. He's 6'2".
Oh, dear.
Oh, right, I think we've pretty much, we've done all our number ones. Has it triggered any more horrific memories of urban myths, of torturous things people did to each other or lied about? Can we move on?
Should we move on now that Lauren Norrington has finally decided to fucking turn up? Well done.
Los Nos.
Fuck off.
Lovely.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.